This could be Kirk Cousins' last game at quarterback for the Washington Redskins. If it is, he wants to finish with a three-game winning streak. The Giants' 2-13 season has led to big changes this week, with more to come. The Giants and the Redskins wind up their regular season on the NFL on Fox. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NFL on Fox. Sam Rosen along with the four-time Super Bowl champion Matt Millen, Jennifer Hale down on the field. And for these two teams, big disappointment this season. No playoffs, and big changes are ahead, and maybe at quarterback for both teams.
Yeah, and big decisions, but all those decisions, Sam, are going to be coming out in the future. The decisions that are made by these quarterbacks today, they'll determine the outcome of this game. So if you look at Kirk Cousins, what he has to work with is a big deal. So if you look at this offensive line that he has, it's cobbled together, but they've been pretty consistent. The receivers are young, but they're consistent, and he needs to get some play out of them. His running game, not so much. They rank 26th. So he's going to have to be able to carry the day. For Eli Manning, boy, it's not looking really good. They have a 29th ranked offense. This offensive line starting two offensive tackles for the first time. Well, one of them has four starts. One of them's getting his first start. And then his receivers, Sam, four of the five weren't even here in the roster at the start of the season. There's a lot of things that go on, but mark this down. The quarterback who plays best in this game will win this game.
And no matter what, it's still the Giants and the Redskins. Longtime rivals, they will do battle here at the Meadowlands in New Jersey in just a moment. Back at the Meadowlands in New Jersey, it is an overcast day. We had sunshine earlier. Temperature at 16 degrees, but with a wind chill, it feels like 1 degree, Matt. So it
feels colder than that.
And the forecast for more cold. There is some wind. It will be a factor. There's Eli Manning. And Kirk Cousins will be talking a lot about the two quarterbacks and their futures. The Redskins won the toss and elected to defer. Dustin Hopkins getting set to kick off. And here we go with the season finale. No, false start. The ball fell off the tee. A little wind, and the fans here let everyone know that they're not happy there wasn't a kickoff. These two teams met Thanksgiving night. There is Steve Spagnuolo, the interim head coach of the Giants. Excellent football man, excellent defensive coach. And he will get an interview for the permanent head coaching job when the season ends. Hopkins ready to go. The Redskins beat the Giants 20-10 Thanksgiving night. Up in Washington, Hopkins kick. Hunter Sharp takes a knee, and the Giants will start at the 25. We will go down the field to Jennifer Hale. Jen.
Well, Sam, the Giants' new GM, Dave Gettleman, is wasting no time cleaning up the locker room culture here in New York. Just 2 days after arriving, he decided to cut starting right tackle Bobby Hart because Hart told him he would not play today in a meaningless game. Gettleman wants to send the message that anything less than 100% will not be tolerated. Things not easy for Eli Manning, though, because starting left tackle Eric Flowers also out today, Sam, with injury.
Thank you, Jen. And he was a cause for controversy as well. So two rookies starting at the tackles. Eli throwing on first down. That's incomplete. Try to hit the rookie Marquise Bundy, making his Giants debut. Elevated from the practice squad. Giants go up tempo. No huddle here. On second and 10. Lynch Darquois is the running back in the backfield with Manning. Steps up and audibles. Darquois on the carry. Giants leading rusher. With a good run, he breaks a tackle. Turns it into a race for the goal line. Darquois going all the way. Touchdown. Darquois for a Giants touchdown. What a start to the game.
That's exactly what they needed, Sam. They need to get some big plays, and they need to get it out of this offense. Doc was going to come back inside, running on a nice little trap. Nicely done block to the second level. Once he gets there, though, there's nobody there. And it's just off to the races. Really well done up front with this offensive line, which is their 10th iteration of offensive line this season.
Extra point is blocked. And we'll see if that comes back to hurt the Giants. Special teams have been a problem for the Giants. And the ball was picked up and is being run back by Swearinger. And he is knocked down at the 35.
What a nice shot. Did you see that?
That could have been a couple of points and he'd taken it all the way.
Sam, here's what I wanted. Half the officials were all the way down the other end. Watch the end of this thing. So nobody wants to, they want to play patty cake? There's a shot, man. That is a nice hit. Who was that? That Jonesy. Yeah,
that's the center, Brett Jones.
Brett Jones, yeah, he showed up in a nasty mood and let him know it.
That would have been 2 points and Swearinger taking it back all the way. That was quite a return. And a heads-up play by Swearinger to pick up the ball while it was still on the field of play.
So here comes the block. You can see the power back inside. There's the ball gets knocked down. So it's a live ball if it's on the back end here. Everybody's just standing around and everybody's happy jumping around. And then pretty soon he's off to the races and Swearinger's running. And then old Brett Jones decides to say hello.
Yeah, right. All right, enough of this. You ran too far already. Darqua, what a run. Longest run for the Giants this season. Darqua's fifth rushing touchdown. And the Giants with a 6-0 lead.
Nicely done by that offensive line, which I said this is the 10th iteration of the Giant offensive line. So they've been struggling up front all season long.
Albert Rosas with the kickoff. And Bibbs takes a knee. Capri Bibbs. And the Redskins will start from the 25. And here is Kirk Cousins, who is closing in on his third consecutive 4,000-yard passing season. But the big question mark is, can the Redskins afford to keep him?
They can't afford to throw another tag on him, that's for sure. I mean, it's certainly the money part of it, but it'll just mess that whole cap up. They're going to have a long-term deal get put in place. And really, Kirk Cousins holds all the cards for them.
Come on, Jim. Cousins. Here on the carry. Put back the Giants, stretch it out. And P-Ryan dropped for a loss. Led by Ross Cockrell at left corner. Check out the Redskins offense. And Jamison Crowder, Vernon Davis, Josh Doctson coming along. That's a lot of changes at the skilled position for the Redskins, especially at the running back position. Chris Thompson, Rob Kelly. Pirine again, a little cutback. Gets him up to the 28-yard line. Ray Armstrong, number 55, with a tackle for the Giants. Defensively, Jason Pierre-Paul leads the team with 7.5 sacks.
Played really well last week, Sam. He really did. He's coming off the ball pretty well. Looks like Pirine's down with an injury.
That's all season for the Redskins at running back.
It has been. And then, again, they're ranked 26th in the league in the rush. They have not been able to generate a consistent rushing game. The offensive line's been beat up. But, you know, they've been relatively consistent in this group of guys right now. P. Ryan coming back to the inside. Looks like he just got it tangled up inside on the turf.
Another injury. P. Ryan being helped up and helped off the field. Unable to put weight on that right foot.
Samaje Perine, of course, out of Oklahoma, and he had some huge games at Oklahoma. Just hasn't
not the same player at this level at the level earlier, the NCAA level.
I think he lacks a little quickness.
I think he doesn't have as much make you miss as you'd like him to have. He's kind of a straight line guy. And when you have that, you have to feature an offense that way. Yeah, he looks like he just got twisted up inside.
Capri Bibbs, third-year man out of Colorado State, is in at running back on 3rd and 7.
See the numbers of the line. This is what the Giants love to do this time.
Gets on. Well, the pass is intercepted. It's Kelvin Shepherd, the linebacker, with the pick. And the Giants off to a great start.
This is what we call a cut coverage, Sam. And this is exactly what the Giants love to do, this stuff. So they'll show you stuff at the line of scrimmage. They give you lots of numbers. So they force you up front here to try to make a decision. That's the first thing in your blocking scheme. They're going to drop them out and cut outside to the outside to take that receiver from the inside out. And that's exactly what they're expecting you to do. They're going to take away that inside. Look at this nice cut right here. He's just waiting for it. That's just really well done.
Shepherd picked up one of those fill-in guys at linebacker for the Giants. Comes up with his first interception of the season. The Giants 11th. The timeout on the field, and the Giants with a 6-0 lead and the ball.
Sam, sometimes things go right even when they go wrong. So they're going to show this blitz look up front here. Right now it looks like you're getting man coverage all the way across the board. But when they run the blitz, Shepherd comes from inside out. They're going to leave a guy completely clean. Watch this. He's free. There's nobody on him whatsoever. Shepherd cuts underneath, gets the pick, and they have a big play, but it looks like it was a blown coverage.
Giant start from the Redskins 19. And it's Darkwa again, straight ahead, pushing the pile. And he's stopped at the 16-yard line. Redskins ran 3 plays and got 2 players hurt. Samaji Perine went off, and then Tyon Secchi, the left tackle, was helped off the field on the last play.
You know, it's kind of been that story for both these teams all season long. Both of these guys have a laundry list of injured reserve players.
Giants with 3 wide receivers in the game. Travis Rudolph, Hunter Sharp, and Marquise Bundy. 118. Manning with time for the end zone touchdown. Hunter Sharp. The first-year man out of Utah State getting a chance to play and picks up his first NFL touchdown.
Wasn't going to happen without good protection. But then this is just leverage. See the outside leverage of the corner? Eli sees it right away, knows he can beat the safety coming inside out. That ball's right where it needs to be. Of course, they're going to go for 2 right here.
I just want to make up the missed point on the first touchdown. Shane Vereen in the backfield with Eli Manning. Manning drops deep. Throws into the corner and it's tipped away. So the Giants, 2 touchdowns. The point afters have failed. And they have a 12-0 lead on the Redskins. They capitalize on the interception. And Hunter Sharp has himself a touchdown. Hunter Sharp's 2nd game as a Giant. They picked him up off the Denver Broncos practice squad. And he comes up with his first NFL touchdown.
And Sam, he did it smartly. I mean, so he understood that he had leverage on that corner and knew where he had to be. And, of course, Eli's going to be on top of it. And I tell you, the thing you have to look at are these 2 rookie tackles. Adam Biznavati, 66 and 63. Chad Wheeler. Both those guys have been protecting pretty darn well against some good players on the outside.
Wheeler's 4th start with the Giants, and Biznavati making his NFL debut. Breelan takes a knee. Kirk Cousins finishing up his 6th year with the Redskins. He was a 4th-round draft pick, but look at how he's developed. And since 2015, when he took over as the full-time starter, he has put up some Great numbers for the Washington Redskins. And look at this. Since 2015, he has the third best passer rating in the NFL. That's pretty good company up there.
All that is good stuff, but what isn't good is the way he started with that pick. He's going to have to overcome that.
There is Mims on the carry. Gets a couple of yards. Redskins 7-8. Trying to finish at 500 and have their third straight season without a losing record. But big disappointment for Coach Jay Gruden and the Redskins.
Yeah, of course, they had high expectations for the season, obviously. They thought, you know, they could have stayed healthy. And, of course, that's the, you know, you can say that same thing around the league. This Giant team is the exact same story.
On second and seven. Off the play fake, Cousins throws, and it's incomplete. Intended for Jamison Crowder off his left shoulder. They'll bring up a third and long. Right now, time for game break. Let's go to L.A. and Caressa Thompson.
Thanks, Sam. We're going to go to Minnesota. First drive of the game, Latavius Murray finds his way into the end zone for the score. Minnesota clinches a first-round bye with a win. They can lead 7-0 in the early going. Sam, Matt, and Jim.
Good year for the Vikings, Matt.
Oh, yeah, they've had a phenomenal year. They're playing winning football. I mean, now you've got to win in the playoffs.
Here's third and seven for the Redskins with three wide receivers to the right side.
Right there, Sam. JPP, he's been playing really well.
Giants have been blitzing. Crowder is brought down.
Ooh, short.
Half a yard short of the first down line. Brandon Dixon with a tackle.
Good pressure on the outside. Again, you got it. That's out of Jason Pierre-Paul. So yeah, that's going to cost him a here on the top side. Watch on the off that top. They're bringing a blitz on top of it right into his face. And that's what you want. You want pressure right in his face, and then he has to force and be accurate with that throw.
That's the third time they've blitzed the corner.
Yeah,
on that side.
That's Spags. That's Spagnuolo. He's been doing that for years. He's a numbers guy. He loves to bring numbers. If you have three guys blocking, he loves to bring a fourth. And that's what happened there.
Good punt by Tress Way. Khalif Raymond with a fair catch. And the Giants with a 12-0 lead. Eli Manning set to return to the field. Well, that's the offensive coordinator Mike Sullivan, and you can't get off to a much better start than he and his offense have done so far. Giants start from the 18 here with a 12-point lead for the first time this season. Eli Manning. There's Orleans Darkwa getting up close to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, so Sam, so you're Mike Sullivan, your offensive coordinator, where do you go? So you have an offensive line that's cobbled together. You have a running game that's 29th. You have four receivers who have hardly played. And what you do have is a quarterback who can make plays like that.
To Red Ellison, the tight end.
Exactly. And so what it is, it's you're relying on Eli from the neck up. You know that he can't move much anymore. So the Redskins are going to try to get some pass rush on him and try to blitz him and that stuff. A lot of quick throws, which you've seen all season long. They really don't push the ball down the field. This is kind of a 10-yard in offense, but he's good at it.
Look at this formation, man.
Yeah.
With a three lineman and two linemen out to the left. And Eli throws outside to Shane Vereen, rather to Hunter Sharp. His second catch, he's out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So as Mike Sullivan told us in the meetings on Friday, they're going to try some different things. They'll pull him out of the hat.
That's his Army background. You know, that's an old West Point grad who's an Army Ranger. He understands, hey, when things are stacked against you, you got to figure a way to get it done.
Wayne Gallman, the rookie out of Clemson, with a carry for a first down. Up to the 43-yard line. Gallman has played a lot more in the last couple of weeks. Boy, was Mike Sullivan happy that Army won their bowl game.
Oh, yeah.
10 wins for the
Commander's
season.
Commander's Cup, oh, yeah.
Oh,
all those West
happy.
Point guys are fired up.
Three wide receivers for the Giants on first down. The tight end, Red Ellison, motions. Rookie tight end Evan Engram is down with an injury. Is Gallman getting outside?
That's coming back, Sam.
And he's out of bounds is at the Redskins 42, but the flag in the backfield.
This Biznavati. Now, he may be a rookie, but he knows how to hold. I'm going to show you this one. I mean, it's not even close. It's on the backside.
66. 10-yard penalty. First down.
He may have thought he was thinking WWF right about now. I want you to watch this. Watch it right here. Yeah, there's a hold, and then there's this. There's like, I'm going to just take you down.
He takes down Ryan Kerrigan, the Redskins' best pass rusher. Hey, this is about keep Eli alive.
Yeah. And Biznavati, look, he's a four-year starter at the University of Pittsburgh. He's got some nasty in him. He's a Pittsburgh kid. So he'll compete. He'll be in there and tough.
On the practice squad all season, getting a chance. This one intercepted by Preston Smith. And Smith, known for his pass rushing, comes up with an interception for the Redskins.
Eli tried to just finesse that, and Preston Smith let him know there's no finesse in this game. So he just tried to dump it over his head. Really well done by Preston Smith. Great awareness, get his hands up. Ball's going the other way.
Preston Smith with his second interception of the season, his third career interception, and the Redskins have the ball in good field position at the Giants 20.
They have not been able really to do anything at all through the first half of this first quarter.
Two tight ends to the right side, Jeremy Sprinkle and Niles Paul. Vernon Davis, tight end to the left. Cousins on first down, swings it out to Bibbs. Inside the 15, down the 13-yard line. Brought down by Brandon Dixon. Capri Bibbs. The Redskins feel they have good third down backs. They're looking for that premier back.
And they're right. So, and Bibbs is pretty good. Now, he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a guy who can make you miss outside. They can put him and get him in matchups. But their first and second down guys have not been what they've hoped.
Three wide receivers go to the right side. And they motion Crowder to the left. Cousins still has it, running for the corner. He is in. Touchdown. Good fake, good run by Kirk Cousins.
And good
the Redskins
decision.
Right back in there.
Yeah, good decision by Cousins as well. That's probably an option for him. Watch his eyes. He's going to keep them up to the top side to see exactly if they crash on that thing, he's going to take it. And that's exactly what he did. Good decision by him. And he's in for six.
Fourth rushing touchdown of the season for Kirk Cousins. And the Redskins have turned things around as they capitalize on the interception by Preston Smith. Dustin Hopkins for the extra point. It's a 12-7 game. The Redskins come back. Kirk Cousins with a good run and a touchdown. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. Great rivalry between these two teams that dates back to 1932. And that's a guy you remember, Joe Gibbs. And Bill Parcells. Went at it in the NFC Championship game in 86. And the Giants went on to the Super Bowl victory that year.
That is the best player I've ever seen, Lawrence Taylor, 56. Bar none.
What made him so great,
Ben? He could do anything. He was amazing. You know, Sam, we would go and watch tape when he was a rookie in his first and second years. Ted Hendricks and I would sit down inside and we'd look at tape and I'd go, oh my goodness, nobody can do that stuff.
On the kickoff, Shane Vereen takes a knee. Giants will start from the 25. Thursday night on FS1, college basketball tips off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Maryland takes on Miles Bridges in the second round. Michigan State Spartans. College basketball on FS1. Or you can stream it live on Fox Sports Go. That's a good game, Maryland and Michigan State.
There's a good player right there, Ryan Kerrigan, of course, going to the Pro Bowl. But when he gets going, this is a different defense. And
not a pure speed guy. He's got some power, and they know it. Look how they're using tight end in there to keep the chip.
On the handoff. Strong run for 5 yards. Giants offensively with a lot of new names, changes made.
Just smart, Sam. See how they're trying to up-tempo this, trying to keep the defense off balance a little bit, making him have to stay in the same base calls.
Wayne Goldman, the running back. Manning steps up. Audibles. Quick outside and completes it to Rudolph down the sideline. And he is pushed out of bounds by DeShazer Everett. Travis Rudolph, rookie out of Florida State. He too getting a chance to play, and the coaches like what they've seen from him.
Well, here's the decision to go inside out instead of going over the top. And once he runs back underneath, yeah, it's a big play. All you have to do is get to the outside, and he's off to the races.
Pick up of 29 on that play on first down.
That was Kendall Ford.
Slips. One tackle is down at the 32, but a flag on the play. In the middle of the field. Our referee today is John Hussey. His third year as a referee, 16th year as an official.
Release to the hands to the face, number 72 on the defense. That 5 yard penalty is enforced from the end of the run. Automatic, first down.
It's on the defensive end, Anthony Lanier the second.
Yeah, and that 72, he looks like Too Tall Jones up there. He's like 6'7". He's a tall man.
Giants with a first down at the Redskins 27. Blitz coming. Goldman looking for an opening and makes something out of nothing.
That's a nice run. You're getting to second and five, and that's exactly where you want to be. You're talking to Eli. The one thing he wanted this offense to be is to third and four or less. He said that would be ideal. I'll take third and five. But you put him in second and five right now, he's got a lot of options. You got the run game. You got the short passing game. And you also have Eli. I think he's playing pretty good here right now.
Second and five for the Giants at the 22. Goldman stays in at running back. All receivers out. Eli steps up. Red Ellison down to the 6 yard line. With Evan Ingram out. Ingram, a real fine receiver as a tight end. Ellison has become an important target.
Yeah, watch on the top sides. This is still good quarterback play of Eli stepping up and finding that time to be able to throw.
It was Goldman on the carry on first and goal, got a yard on the play.
Because he steps up in this thing and he just puts, this is exactly what he has to be. He's got to be accurate. This receiving corps, Sam, they don't separate very well.
Right.
And this is not, they run decent routes, but they don't separate well. It puts more back on the quarterback. Eli's got to be accurate, and he has been.
Jarrell Adams, number 89. The tight end is wide to the right. Rookie tight end. And the pass is for his fingertips. Adams, second-year man out of South Carolina.
Thank you.
A sixth-round draft pick last season was covered by DJ Swearinger.
Interesting, because he hasn't really had a lot of time to work with these guys. So you don't really have a great feel. So you're kind of just going off of, okay, he's a tall guy. Let's throw it to the tall guy in the end zone.
Here's third and goal for the Giants. Manny fires and it's off the hands of Jarrell Adams, the tight end again. He tried him again, the tall guy, but the hands weren't there.
Yeah, but you got to have the hands. This is the National Football League, and this is a ball that should say touchdown. Instead, Adams, you clunks off him like Lurch. Can't have that. I kind of dated myself there with Lurch. You know, not very many people know that one. I hear people going snap, snap right
the
now.
The Adams family.
You got it.
Eli Manning a little frustrated. We talked with
head coach
Steve Spagnuolo, who said Eli will stay in the game as long as we have a chance to win.
He's given him a chance to win.
Field goal is good. by Aldrich Rosas, and the Giants have a 15-7 lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this message from Lowe's.
The moment you realize you have enough food for your guests, but not enough fridge.
At Lowe's, we have more appliances to choose from, so you can get the right one at the right price right now.
Hurry into Lowe's and get up to 30% off select appliance special values.
Welcome to the four, y'all.
Fans in the crowd. Four of the best. Battle for stardom. Each week, new hopefuls will challenge our four.
Are you ready to take one of these seats?
The Four, Battle for Stardom, premieres Thursday on Fox.
Back at the Meadowlands in New Jersey, Odell Beckham Jr. Oh, the Giants would love to have him in uniform. What will his situation be with a new general manager and him wanting a new long-term deal?
He'd like to be out there, too. I had a nice talk with him the other day at their facility. He misses competing. He's a competitor.
Rosas on the kickoff. And the ball dropped and loose. And well, who will have it at the bottom of the pile?
Washington.
The Redskins able to come up with it.
On the field is a muff.
And Breland, Bashaud Breland on the return, dropped the football and never got hold of it. Redskins come up with it at the 15-yard line. Cold weather have an effect on that?
Absolutely. Man. Yeah, that ball gets really, really hard, Sam. It's hard to get your hands on. And that's why they're wearing the gloves and all that stuff. That didn't help.
No, you're right. His cousin's on first down. Short drop outside of Ryan Grant. Turns it over to a nice gain up to the 35. Gain of 20 on the play. Let's check in with Jennifer Hale on the Redskins' injury situation, Jen.
Yeah, Sam, the injuries mounting for both offenses early in this game. For the Redskins, running back Samaje Perine, he's back in the locker room right now with an ankle injury, questionable to return. Also, tackle Ty Nasecki, it's a left knee for him. He's questionable. And over on the Giants sideline, John Jerry's day is done. The guard for the Giants has a concussion, unfortunately, Sam.
Wow, more injuries for both teams. We started with a lot of men on the IR. Bibbs turns in this into a nice gain up to the 48-yard line, a first down. Keldon Shepherd takes him down, but that's one of the strengths, and you pointed that out, Matt, of Capri Bibbs. He's good out of the backfield.
Yeah, he's good out of the
catching the football.
Especially if you get him in a matchup with a backer or a safety, he can make you miss. He's a guy who's good in space. They just need that pure runner, which they don't really have right now.
Josh Doctson with the left side. Crowder motions to the right. Three wide receivers in the game for Washington. Bibbs is across midfield down at the 49-yard line. Look at these numbers. These are just, you just shake your head and you wonder how a team can survive. They're picking up guys off the street week to week. And you see the numbers. Giants had 21 players on IR coming into the game. And as Jennifer Hale told us, John Jerry went down. And the Redskins have lost two players. They came into the game with 20 players on IR.
Every now and then you get a season like this, and it's just, it's brutal. You got to get through it, though.
Here's Vince. Stumbled at first, turned it into a good gain down the Giants 42, about a yard short of the first down. What do general managers do to stay up to date on who's out there to pick up when you need players?
So you have your ready list all the time, and your personnel people are always bringing the names and numbers to you. But there's a lot of times it doesn't make a bit of difference. They can't play. Doesn't do you any good, so you're just getting whatever you can get. Third and short here, Sam. It's a big play for both sides, especially on the up front.
There's Bibbs straight ahead. Came up short.
Yeah,
about half a yard short. Ray Armstrong, who started the season with San Francisco, and the Giants picked him up, led the way.
They're going to go for it here, too. Here's nice. Look, low man wins inside. That's a good job by that defense. They slanted to the left side, so they guessed right. And then Armstrong was right there and set up this fourth and short. Right here now, you have to also take into account Kirk Cousins' feet, because he might just hold on to that thing and get it onto the outside.
Two tight ends to the left. Line up one tight end in the backfield. Mims kicked it outside. He's got the first down. Nice little move by Capri Bibbs. They had the three tight ends to the left, and they used them.
Yeah, and that whole thing comes up to Bibbs with this little cut to the outside. All he has to pick up is a half yard, so you use your eyes, you get it, and move on to the first.
Redskins with a drive that started at their own 15. Now a first down at the Giants' 40. With three wide receivers back in. Cousins being rushed and gets knocked down by Olivier Vernon for a sack.
Nicely done by Olivier Vernon. Yeah, really kind of been inconsistent this year. My gut is he's probably, you see him outside, number 54 on the outside. Watch him take that inside move, wasn't even close, and he just barreled him right through it.
6.5 sacks this season for Olivier Vernon.
Catalina wasn't even close. He took that outside move and he bit like a big dog.
Second and 16. Cousins quickly outside to Ryan Grant. Trying an inside move. And was pulled out of bounds by Andrew Adams, the safety. And we come down to the end of the first quarter. Giants and Redskins with Eli Manning leading the way for the Giants. And Orleans Darkwa with a big run. The ball hard to handle. And the Giants leading 15-7. It's a little cold, but we're glad to be with you. On the NFL on Fox, Sam Rosen, Matt Millen, Jennifer Hale. Second quarter begins. Ninth play of this drive for the Redskins. Third and 13 for Kirk Cousins. Cousins gets time, goes short to Bibbs out of the backfield. He's brought down right away on a good tackle by Kelvin Shepard.
Well done by Shepard. Track him inside out, get a nice drop, let it throw underneath, go get him. Hey, Sam, I've been impressed with what the Giants have done so far through this first quarter, particularly on their offensive line. This is a cobbled-together group. They've played pretty darn well, especially in a run game.
Giants who average 85 yards rushing per game have 105 yards already. The punt by Khalif Raymond. Fair catch called for by Khalif Raymond at the 9-yard line. Here at the Meadowlands, the final game of the regular season, and both these coaches, in sitting in the meetings with them, they want to win this game no matter what. They want that winning feeling.
Yeah, they want the winning feeling, and they know how they have to be able to do it. And for each team, it's a little bit different in the recipe. But for the New York Giants, we said it at the start, and we'll repeat ourselves, it's how well Eli Manning plays. And except for the one little interception we saw down here, I think he's on top of his game, making great decisions at the line of scrimmage, delivering the ball exceptionally well. He's been accurate.
And that up-tempo game seems to be working for the Giants,
which he controls. Sam, the biggest thing, they've run the football. Now, they had the big 75-yard touchdown run, but they've been getting to second and five, second and six. That's doable. That puts a lot of stuff back, a lot of the chips back on Eli's plate.
Jennifer Hale reported on John Jerry going out with a concussion. John Greco, the veteran guard, 10th year man, has replaced him at left guard. Here's Manning on second down throwing. And that's incomplete, intended for Jarrell Adams. We have an update coming your way. Here's Carissa Thompson.
Thanks, Sam. Minnesota trying to lock up that second seed. Already up 7-0. Latavius Murray gets his second touchdown of the day, the same way he got the first one. Vikings up in this one, 14-0. Sam, Matt again.
Thanks, Carissa. A lot of disappointment for Chicago. Obviously, there have been a lot of changes and strong rumors that John Fox might be out there.
Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of rumors, especially this week. Black Monday happened tomorrow on New Year's Day. Not a nice day.
Shane Vereen in the backfield. Manning on third down. The throw is complete to Red Ellison, but short of the first down.
See, that should have been that second down by Adams. That's another drop. We have one in the back of the end zone. That's just not being on the same page. Eli knew he wanted to go with it right away. Adams wasn't ready for it. Sets up that third down, and that comes up a little bit short.
Adams hasn't helped himself in this game.
No. But it's a long game. Hey, get no shot.
Yeah. Coaches will give him a chance. Here's Brad Wing. Jamison Crowder takes a look. Tries to return. Slipped one man. That was Rudolph. And rather Raymond on the attempted tackle and the return by Jamison Crowder up to the 43-yard line. Andrew Adams took him down. Back on the field, Kirk Cousins down 15-7. We talked about the injuries for both teams, but the Redskins lost 8 starters during the course of this season. Second most players on IR. And 8 week one starters out, especially those running backs. Rob Kelly was running the ball well. Chris Thompson was running the ball well.
Yeah, I think they did a nice job, though, with this offensive line. They got some people in there. They've been relatively consistent.
Here's Bibbs taking it outside and is brought down up at the 48-yard line. Tyler Catalina, rookie out of Georgia, is in at left tackle for the injured Tyan Seke, and Seke went out early in the game with an injury.
See, when you're running against this Giant team, you almost have to give up on the inside. That's because of Damon Harrison right there, old Snacks, number 98. I think he had a great year. I don't know how he didn't make the Pro Bowl. I think that guy, forget numbers. The inside run game is not all about numbers. There's a lot of things D tackles do inside to make everybody better. He does them exceptionally well.
On second and 5, good play fake. Cousins with time. Puts it up deep for Dotson, and it's incomplete. Covered well by Ross Cockrell.
And the ball hung a little bit, allowed Cockrell to recover. Dotson, they haven't quite figured that out yet. Kirk to Dotson is not quite on the same page. This kid is a really talented kid. Now, the ball hung right there. Dotson does go up to try to get it and catches a helmet. But the biggest thing is he can jump out of the building. He's got a great radius. He's got big hands. They just haven't figured him out yet. And when they do figure it out, I guess it'll be next year, it'll be just exactly what they wanted.
Second year man of TCU. Here's third down. All receivers out. Good throw, good catch by Crowder. A first down for the Redskins. Man, that was gunned in there by Kirk Cousins.
And that's what they needed. And it had to be accurate, and it had to be right on. And it's exactly where it is. Watch Cousins. He's just going to let it fly. Well done. Sitting in between two defenders, you have to have the accuracy, and you have to have anticipation. He had them both.
First down, Redskins at the Giants 44. Redskins' last couple of possessions have had sustained drives. Moving the football well. The three Bibbs, short pickup, brought down at the 43. Flag on the play. We'll check that out. Devin Kennard with a tackle on Capri Bibbs. Bibbs carrying the running load
today.
Personal
foul. Clipping. Offense number 68. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. First down.
That's the rookie Tyler Catalina.
Yeah, he's gonna learn for the first time right here. You're gonna keep your eyes on him. And once he's engaged on the top side, you can't go back underneath, which is exactly what he does.
Well, that brings the ball back to the Redskins' 41-yard line. They have to get to the Giants' 34 for a first down. First and 25. Ryan Grant motions.
That was a flag. Time ran a clock down.
Game.
That's on
delay
the quarterback game. Completely.
Offense, number 8. 5-yard penalty, first down.
Redskins going the wrong way.
Yeah, that's completely on Cousins. He's got to, that's why they have those clocks at either end of the stadium. Keep your eyes down there. You have to pay attention to him. He's looking at it. He knows it. And he got caught.
Two tight ends in. Niles Paul and Jeremy Sprinkle. Sprinkle, the rookie out of Arkansas. Cousins to Niles Paul, and he's hit immediately by Andrew Adams, the safety. Second-year man out of UConn. Adams with a hard tackle.
And he's able to make that nice tackle. He's going to get some pressure from Jason Pierre-Paul. So JPP, I thought last week, played exceptionally well. Still has that club, still not 100% with his hands.
He's been banged up all season.
He has. But you still have to account for him. And if you watch to see what they're doing right now, now they have the back to his side. They may chip him, but they've been keeping a tight end there. They know what he's capable of.
On second down, all receivers out. The pass complete to Vernon Davis. Slips one man, is brought down at the Giants 45. Again, a bullet throw by Cousins right in there to Davis.
And that is, this is threading the needle. And watching, they put him on the outside now, in between the defenders. Adams thinks he has a pick. Instead, he's getting nothing but air. He sets up this third down.
Redskins go hurry up offense, and this time he's sacked. Devin Kennard with a Giants second sack of the game.
That's a big sack by Kennard. Coming off that outside over there with JPP as well. You're going to watch him. He's on the inside. Moses is going to come outside. And he just takes to the top side working on Scherff. Scherff, get him in space. He has problems. So he doesn't move as well. So you make him move outside. That whole thing is set up because he can get some width.
Tress Way to punt. Khalif Raymond. At the 13. It's outside. Nice return. And he's taken out of bounds at the 24-yard line by Josh Harvey Clemens. Eli Manning puts on the helmet and heads for the field.
Anatomy of a sack. So Moses is going to come outside. You're going to get width. Roulier is going to go back inside. They're going to bring him in and then get him out. That puts this guard in a big area. He has to be able to move laterally. And so what they do is they give him the width and he can't get there. Net result is a sack. Once you understand protections and how they're trying to do it, you can start dissecting it and put a guy in a bad position, which they did to Scherff.
Giants start from the 24-yard line with a 15-7 lead. Wayne Gallman on the carry. And gets across the 30, up to the 31-yard line, a pickup of 7 on first down.
There we go. They're winning right there. This line of scrimmage is being won by the New York Giants today on first down. They've picked up big yards, like 5 to 7 yards on first down runs that has put them in a situation that gives them second and short.
Three wide receivers in the game. And they motion to the left with Travis Rudolph. Tight end split off to the right side as well. All receivers out. Manning looking right and left and goes deep. And Gallman drops it off. Gallman had a step on the linebacker, Zach Vigil, but didn't hang on. Eli's had a couple of drops. That's been the story of the season.
Yeah, but he's also gotten some nice protection. And Gallman, that's a matchup you want every time. You got to make that catch. That's a tough catch, but you got to make that catch. They left those rookie tackles alone. They gave them no help whatsoever, and they're coming through. This has been pretty impressive for two guys making their starts early in their career.
Shane Vereen in the backfield. It's 3rd and 3 for the Giants. Pressure on, flags on the play as Eli threw it away under pressure. Ryan Kerrigan was in on the pass rush.
Sam, Shane Vereen was going to be all alone out in the right flat all by himself, and he got tripped. Let's see if they call it. It could have been incidental. Oh, no,
ooh,
that's yeah. That's nice.
Ooh, that's,
I don't think I've
incidental.
Ever seen that. Nice move by Swearinger. He actually ankle picked him. He must have been a wrestler.
Long discussion going on here amongst the officials.
Tripping. Defense, number 36. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic. First down.
Sam, from the big picture, That's not a bad move by Swearinger because there was no one out there.
Okay.
He had lost his coverage. He would have been clean. Eli was running to him. Clearly it was going to be getting Vereen in that flat. That would have been a big play. I'd rather take the 15-yard penalty or 10-yard penalty, whatever they're giving him, instead of a bigger play.
First down for the Giants at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, Mike Sullivan's calling a nice game. We're keeping this Washington defense off balance.
Paul Perkins in the game for the first time. Carries up to the 43. Let's check out what's going on around the league. Here's Carissa Thompson.
Yeah, let me fill you in on what's going on here in Minnesota. So the Vikings looking to hold on to that number two seed with a win. Bears were down 14-0 in the second. They're going to pull up a little trickery here on the punt return. Bryce Callahan takes it back 59 yards for the score. Vikings still lead 14-7. Dick Markichena.
Thanks, Carissa. On the carry, it's Perkins again. Up to the 48-yard line. Perkins, second-year man out of UCLA.
Yeah, that right there was going to be a flea flicker. And it got taken away because the defender for Washington went back to Eli and saw it. And he also had double coverage down the field. So Perkins pulled it back and turned it into a run, set up this third and short.
Giants have rushed for 123 yards. They did have the big 75-yarder by Darkwa, but they put together a good first half.
Since offensive lines responded.
33 outside Perkins, first down Giants. And Perkins out of bounds at the Redskins 41-yard line.
What you're seeing is Eli from the neck up. And that's why Eli can still play. So they can talk about getting a new guy in here and all this stuff, but he does stuff young guys aren't going to do.
The handoff to Perkins and a nice play up front. Good play by Matt Ioannidis. Ioannidis has been banged up as well, but he is big and strong. And made the stop on Perkins as the Giants went up tempo. What are your thoughts on what will happen with Eli?
Yeah, I think with the new GM and Dave Gettleman, I think Eli's standing on some pretty solid ground, and he should be. I think you need just to support him in this offensive line, and he'll perform well for another few years.
On second down, that pass drop by Hunter Sharp, who caught a touchdown pass earlier. Let's go down to Jennifer Hale along the sideline. Jen.
Well, Sam, playing off that question you asked Matt about Eli's future, I had a chance to speak with Archie Manning this week, Eli's dad, of course, and he's hoping Eli returns to the Giants. He says it would just break the family's heart for things to end this way. He can't be here today because he's being inaugurated into the Sugar Bowl Hall of Fame. So he is watching from home, cheering him on, and hoping for another season for Eli here.
Thanks, Jen. Oh, Archie, great man. Blitz from the outside. Eli took a hard hit as he gets knocked down to Shazer Everett blitzing from the outside. And I don't think Eli ever saw him coming.
No, but he felt him, and he knew he had to get the ball out quick, and he did. And, Sam, you got your fourth drop.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Eli has been accurate with the football. He's been doing exactly what he needs to do all game long. Yes, it's a truncated passing tree right now. It's 10 yards and within, but it's been effective. All I have to do is hang on to the ball, and they have at least 7 more points.
Brad Wing on the punt to the corner and into the end zone. Rogers Cromartie trying to get down there before the ball got to the end zone, but just couldn't do it. Eli to the sideline, and Kirk Cousins coming out on the field. When you combine the most provocative man in sports with the most interesting man in sports, you get opinion that cuts through the hype. Catch Speak for Yourself with Colin Cowherd and Jason Whitlock weekdays at 5 p.m. Eastern only on FS1. Right here, 5.5 minutes to go in the first half, and the Giants leading the Redskins 15-7. Redskins starting from the 20-yard line. Kirk Cousins, 9 for 12, 84 yards, 1 interception. On the end around, it's Crowder, and he's brought down short of the line of scrimmage by Andrew Adams, who's shown up in this game.
Yes, he has. He's made a couple of really nice plays. It's interesting because, you know, we talked about all the injuries that both these teams have had, particularly in the offensive lines, and every now and then you get something that comes good for that. And I think what the Redskins have found is a center. I think this Chase Roullier, not a bad player. You watch him, I think he's got a pretty good future. I think he's a guy who's going to end up probably playing a lot in the future. I could see him as a starter.
Rookie out of Wyoming. Here's Cousins being pressured, throws short, and it's a loss on the play.
Good coverage.
Kelvin Shepard taking down Capri Bibbs, but Cousins was in trouble from the outset. Nothing opened up for him.
So you got the pressure right away, but you also had coverage right away. So this is going to be back underneath. Coverage is down inside. See how they jumped it right away, Sam?
Yeah.
They had nowhere to go with that thing, and he had to dump it, set up this third and long.
Have to get to the 30-yard line for first down, third and 13. Quick outside, oh, batted away.
That was Pierre Paul.
Was it a lateral pass? No, I thought it was a forward pass.
Incomplete.
The Giants were on the ball right away. Good play by Jason Pierre Paul.
At the line of scrimmage, great awareness. Great awareness. So he's be able to get his hands up. So he sees it right away. See how Morgan Moses is setting him? He's setting him to the outside. He sees it, knows it's not normal, and just starts to float, gets his hands up, and gets it knocked away.
That's where the club came in handy. Yeah. It didn't hurt him.
About it. Looks like a big old cute there.
Tress Wade, a punt. The defensive series by the Giants. The punter. And Wade just got it away. Malik Raymond at the 32, brought down. That's good coverage by the Redskins. For the Giants, this has been a tough season. They came in with Ben McAdoo, the head coach. Expectations were high. Troubles started from day one. And then the benching of Eli Manning. The Giants went out west. That was followed by the firing of Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese, the general manager.
Look, I'm an East Coast guy. I've been reading those from the Post for years. It's more fun just reading the headlines. And, hey, you know, whoever that guy is, he's good.
Well, it's Darqua who had the big run on the second play from scrimmage. Darqua busted a career-high, career-long 75-yard run for a touchdown. And the Giants got off to a good start. They lead it 15-7. Giants have 218 yards offense here in the first half. And they've gone up tempo a lot.
And they've put everything back on Eli's shoulders. Smart. Listen to this at the line of scrimmage. He's directing everything.
Rush from the outside by Kerrigan. He puts it up long, and it's incomplete. Off the hands of Hunter Sharp. Good effort. Just a little too far. Shawn Breland covering on the play.
So that's tough. The receiver has to give himself some room. Breland has nice coverage, uses the sideline as an extra defender. But the receiver's got to understand you can't take yourself out there because it gives the quarterback nowhere to throw the football.
Shane Vereen shifts into the slot. Third and seven. Gets rid of it quickly. And a nice move. And it's a first down. Ellison caught the ball short. Made a nice move to the outside for the first down.
You know, on that third, on that second down, Sam, that's a big third down right there. Nicely done by Red Ellison. And he gets the ball out quick because he's going to have numbers. He's working against a linebacker. Almost we're going to try to pick him. But only the 10th time this season that they pushed the ball past 20 yards on that second down.
Once again, the up-tempo offense. The handoff inside is to Shane Vereen. And he pulls across midfield. Short pickup on the play. About three.
Sam, what I should say, they have only had 9 over 20-yard throws this season.
Right.
In a season. That's unbelievable.
Well, that's Odell Beckham Jr. not being in the lineup. Because when he's in the lineup, yeah, there are a lot of them. Sharp motions to the inside. On second down, Manning being rushed. The ball knocked out of his hands by Kerrigan. And Eli recovers the fumble. Kerrigan, he is so good from the outside. Came into the game with 11 sacks.
The two-minute warning.
We've reached the two-minute warning here at the Meadowlands in New Jersey, with the Giants leading the Redskins 15-7.
Coming up on the Visa Halftime, we'll catch up on every team's playoff outlook, including the Patriots looking to ring in the new year with the number one seed, and the Steelers trying to hold off the Browns. What would a Visa Halftime promo be without me wearing silly headgear? The Visa Halftime is next. Happy New Year!
Now I ask you, are they allowed to start their New Year's Eve party this early?
If that's what their New Year's Eve party is going to look like, I'm not going.
Happy New Year, everyone. Have a great New Year. On third down, Manning throws and a big hit breaks up the play. Fuller, Kendall Fuller of the Fuller football family, yeah, with a good hit.
Travis Rudolph's got to come back to the football. That should be a completion. This is on that second down. I want you to see a couple things. First of all, this offensive line is playing pretty well. Second of all, Kerrigan's an all-pro. Okay, that's his 12th sack of the season. But they're letting a rookie in his first start go against an all-pro all by himself. No help
that's
whatsoever.
Tough.
That's tough sledding.
Brad Wing with a high short punt. Big bounce, and the Giants down it at the 26-yard line.
Well, we started off with a big old run by Darbluck. 75 yards and out the gate, Sam, and it gave them exactly what they needed. And then a pick put them in position to get their second touchdown. But they weren't able to convert both extra points. And that put them at the 12 mark. Then they got the field goal. And that put them at the 15. And then, of course, you have Cousins taking on the outside with a run, get back on the board, and that's where we're sitting right now at 15-7.
Both teams have all their timeouts. The Redskins start from the 26. Cousins outside to Capri Bibbs. Bibbs has been the lone running back since Samaje Perine went down with an ankle injury. And that looked pretty bad as he was helped off. Not likely to return. Hurry-up offense here for the Redskins. Cousins passes batted down.
Get you to third down. So the one thing that this Giant defense has done pretty well today, they've given up the underneath. They've taken away the down the field throw. A couple times you've seen Cousins make a couple of, I mean, some beautiful throws. He's zeroed in on a couple nice things, but not down the field very much. He sets up this third and eight. Big down right here. Let's see if they can get the ball back.
Three wide receivers in. Dotson to the right side. Giants blitz. Nice move by Cousins to sidestep at the pass drop by Ryan Grant.
Yeah, the sidestep made the difference, Sam. He made a miss. He made him stop, and he wasn't able to be accurate with the football to Grant coming across the field, especially in the middle. You got to lead him. He missed him. He missed him to the backside, and it was because of the blitz inside. That's Spagnuolo again with his blitzing. Give him numbers and then come. Remember last night we were talking to him, and he said he has great respect for Spagnuolo because he's always giving him fits
right
with the numbers and the blitzes.
Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie with the blitz. Good high punt by Tress Way. Trouble with the ball by Khalif Raymond. And he's able to secure it at the Giants' 17-yard line. Giants with a 2-13 record, but their head coach, Steve Spagnuolo, telling us last night they want that winning feeling.
Yeah, they want to get that winning feeling, and they know how they have to do it. They know they're limited. They know they have guys who can make some plays. In particular, they thought that their quarterback had to play well. I think he's playing exceptionally well today, especially at the line of scrimmage. Had a few drops, but they've been moving the ball consistently. But their run game and that offensive line, to me, is the difference.
Giants start from the 17. There are a lot of Giants fans who don't want to see their team win. They want the higher draft pick. Right now, the Giants are in the number two slot. Cleveland has secured number one, but Indianapolis with three wins is right behind the Giants. And I think there are many Giants fans who want the higher draft pick.
Houston's beating them right now. Houston is up on Indianapolis. Cleveland is losing. And Saquon Barkley would love to play in New York.
Ah, the running back. There you see the draft order right now. Manning was sacked by Ryan Kerrigan, the second of the game. Here he pushes the ball off, and it becomes an incomplete pass as it was juggled and dropped by Shane Vereen. So three and out for the Redskins, three and out for the Giants, and there's still 18 seconds remaining in the first half.
You know, lost in all this, there's five drops in the first half. Five drops. That's, I mean, I don't understand that.
There's Brad Wing back to punt again. Jamison Crowder back for the Redskins. A line drive kick. Crowder at the 40. Slips one man. Trying to get outside. Got a good block. Good return by Crowder. And shoved out of bounds by the punter, Brad Wing. But in scoring position for the Redskins.
It's quicker than a hiccup, Crowder. He can make you miss on that backside. Watch this. The first thing to make you miss, bang, right there. That is just pure quickness. And then his speed following his blockers all the way through.
Now there's 4 seconds remaining in the half.
Get one play. So this is what, at the 30-yard line? So that's a 47-yard kick.
It might be closer to 49, man, I 49?
Think. 49?
Yeah. Let's see. Here comes the field goal kicking unit out.
So you're at the 31, yes. So it's a 48-49.
Long snapper is Nick Sundberg. The holder will be Tress Way. And Hopkins will attempt.
No wind down there.
Yeah.
Look at the top of those field goals. There's not doing anything.
Season long is 48. This one will be from 49. Dominique Rogers Cromartie of the Giants is standing underneath the goalpost. The kick comes up short. And now the Giants, I think, called a late timeout. Yes, they did. Stay with us. Coming up is the Visa halftime report. Kurt, Terry, Howie, Michael, and Jimmy will delay their New Year's Eve party long enough to look around the NFL and check out what's going on around the league. Look at all the playoff implications of the games underway and the games coming up later today. And it's all coming up on the Visa halftime report. Glad you're with us. We hope you have a wonderful new year. Don't forget to stay with Fox Sports through the playoffs. Here is a 49-yard field goal try for Dustin Hopkins. It's on the way, and it is good. Hopkins from 49, and halftime, the Giants lead the Redskins 15-10. Let's take a look at some fun from week 16 with Sounds from the Field, brought to you by Walmart.com, now offering free two-day shipping.
Hey, let's go score. Let's finish.
You could say, New York!
Giants 15, Redskins 10. We go to Kurt Menefee in Los Angeles with the Visa halftime report.
This broadcast is copyrighted by NFL Productions for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the consent of NFL Productions is prohibited.
Cousins still has it, running for the corner. He is in. Touchdown. Sam Rosen, Matt Millen, Jennifer Hale back at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Had a look at Ryan Kerrigan, who had a good first half with two sacks. Eli Manning, who had a lot of drops. But the Giants have the lead by five. Now, Washington didn't get much going offensively in the first half.
No, they didn't. Only 100 yards of offense. They've been doubled by this offense, and they're one play away from taking the lead this game.
Three bibs on the return. The ball came loose and was recovered by the Giants. Let's see what the call is here.
They're not putting a finger to the ground, so now he is.
Okay.
Now he's saying so it's going to be down
Bibbs
by contact.
Bibbs was down by contact.
Rolling on the field is the receiver. The runner, was down by contact at the 22-yard line. First down.
And it is. He is down.
Let's go to the sideline. Jennifer Hale standing by. Jen.
Well, Sam, both coaches tell me today's freezing temperatures are definitely affecting the game. Spag's speech at halftime was all about being tough, squeezing the ball, holding on, and tackling well, even though it hurts. Jay Gruden told me, just like we saw, he's going to rely more on the run game and Capri Vibbs this half because the passing game just is not working in these cold temperatures. Trick is that they're going to have to do it without Samaje Perine. He's out, Sam, with that ankle.
Thank you, Jen. And there you saw what Jennifer was talking about and what Jay Gruden was talking about. That pass from Cousins was behind the intended receiver.
Yeah, that's not cold, though. That's not from being cold, Sam. That's just being off target with Cousins. Doxson ran a slant route inside. You can't throw it behind him. Cold or not cold.
Second and 10 for the Redskins, who start the half at the 22-yard line. Cousins is now one for his last five. Throw outside. This time he completes to Doxson, who's out of bounds. But he has a first down up at the 33-yard line.
Yeah, working against Dixon on the outside, which is smart. I mean, just, you know, get him up the field, come back. It's a simple throw, just like that first one was. This time it's accurate, and you get a first down.
Dotson's first catch of the game. See the numbers without Perine, who went down early in the game with the ankle injury and is out for the game. The running game has not been all that effective. Off the play fake, Cousins being rushed, able to throw deep, and that pass is intercepted by Cockrell.
Underthrown ball again. JPP with some pressure coming back inside late, and he underthrew that thing. Cockrell's able to come up with it. Jason Pierre-Paul working off that left side. You can see him down here. But on the top side, watch Cockrell. He's just going to trail it. Now, this should be a completion, but the ball was so underthrown. I don't know if you want to call that cold throw or not. Doesn't make a bit of difference. That's just a poor throw.
Now, the passing game has not been good. Giants' second interception of the game. They have the ball at the 37-yard line. Their own 37. Orleans Darqua is the running back. Three wide receivers in. This is Darqua getting up to the 40-yard line, a pickup of three on the play.
They have continued to go with this hurry-up look and just using Eli at the line of scrimmage, controlling everything. Sometimes they'll go quickly, sometimes they won't.
The audible by Eli Manning.
And the old brown doctor.
And the carry by Darqua straight ahead. Gets a couple of yards up to the 42. Zach Vigil in on the stop.
So, Sam, it puts them where they like to be. Third and four or five. That's right where they're at. He's been running this underneath game. It's all they've been running, really, 10 yards and under all day long. I bet you if you look at their passing chart, you don't see anything very much over 10 yards.
Here's Manning on third down, and the pass, that's also underthrown.
Incomplete.
And almost intercepted by DeShazer Everett, the safety. So the Giants fail to capitalize on the turnover. Interesting. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, you just take a look, and that ball was tipped. and Everett's not be able to, isn't able to come up with it, but he had certainly had an opportunity to be able to get a nice pick there.
Interesting looking at the Washington sideline and Cousins and Jay Gruden with some words about that previous interception. Brad Wing on the punt toward the sideline. Crowder watches it bounce, and the Giants have it covered. Well done by Ryan Murphy to down it. Eli Manning for the sideline. Kirk Cousins back on the field. In the white jacket is Odell Beckham Jr. Behind him is Davis Webb, the Giants' third-round draft pick out of California, wearing a uniform for the first time in the NFL in a regular season game. He's the backup today. Will he play? We'll see where the game stands later on. Capri Bibbs with a carry up to the 11-yard line. Davis Webb spent 3 years at Texas Tech and then transferred to California. Had one outstanding year at Cal. Giants drafted him in the third round, but he's been the number three quarterback all season long. This is the game in which he's the number two. And Steve Spagnuolo said, if we have a chance to win, Eli's staying in the game.
I'll tell you this right now. It looks like the cold's affected him more than Eli.
Cousins rolling and throwing. And the pass is caught on the sideline. Good catch by Josh Dotson.
It's a heck of a throw, too. That is right on the money. That's why throwing the football, I don't think the cold weather affects it. Catching the ball, that's a different story. Let's see if he gets one down. There's two down. And he has control. That's a nice catch. Well officiated.
Cousins, 13 for 21 for 107 yards. Three wide receivers in the game. First down for the Redskins at the 24-yard line. Grant motions. The short drop. Cousins throws it into the ground. Bibbs came out of the backfield. But Harrison was right there, almost Harrison, smothered him.
He probably thought it was just another snack. What the heck? He's eating things bigger than that. That's a good player, that Damon Harrison. And I tell you, you love watching him on film. He does all the little things well. He keeps people off the linebackers. He's in gaps where he has to be. He takes up and eats up two guys. All those things don't show up on the stat line, but he does them exceptionally well, and you have to have them. My son!
On second down, Cousins goes outside to Vernon Davis. And maybe a yard gain on the play. Well covered by Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
Sets up third and long. This is what they didn't want to be in. They've not been very good on third down here today.
Redskins 1 for 8 on third down conversions in the game. On third and nine, blitz from the outside. Cousins throws, and it's broken up.
Nice.
Good effort by Ross Cockrell.
Cockrell's playing pretty darn well. 1 for 9. Not good.
Cockrell was picked up right before the start of the season by the Giants.
Pretty good here today. Had a couple of picks last week.
Yep.
Two of them. And he had another one here today. Good effort by Cockrell.
Tress Way with the high punt. Khalif Raymond on the return from the 21. Trying to get outside, bumped into his own man. And the tackle made it to 25. Jay Gruden looking for some way to unleash the offense. It hasn't happened. This has been a great rivalry down through the years with great players. John Riggins, Doug Williams, Joe Morris, and of course our own Michael Strahan, who played 216 games in a Giants uniform. And today, Eli Manning is playing his 216th. That's a franchise record.
Should have a gap between a spray and a hand. Like those chopper guys.
Darqua with a short pickup of a yard on the play. Eli Manning, no doubt he can still play at a high level.
No question about it. No question. You got to get that offensive line fixed, and you got to get healthy. It's really what they need to do. But he can still play. Throws the ball well. It would help if they hold on to him a couple times.
Manning with time going short, and it's dropped again. This time it's Darqua with a drop, and we have an update coming your way from Carissa Thompson.
Thanks, Sam. Heard you guys talking about the draft earlier. So the Colts with three wins and the Giants battling for the number two pick in the draft. Marlon Mack finds his way into the end zone there. So Colts leading this one 14-13. Sam, Matt, and Jim.
So maybe Giants fans will be happy on both sides. They'll get a win, and Indianapolis wins. Indianapolis with a one-point lead on Houston. Here's Manning on third down being rushed, and it's incomplete. It's a three and out. Giants lead the league, and that's not something you want to lead the league in, three and outs.
Had he been able to get the ball to Vereen, there was some running there. Because they came with a blitz. He lost his coverage back inside, and there was a lot of green to run to.
Giants have now punted six straight possessions after a good start offensively. Game is bogged down. Good punt by Brad Wayne, catch wave four by Jamison Crowder. And the Redskins will start from the 38-yard line. Martrell Spate, tough linebacker, like that play defensively. Well, it's been equally tough on the quarterbacks here, but Eli Manning has been the victim of several drops by his receivers. Kirk Cousins has had a couple of interceptions and has had only Capri Bibbs to run the football, with Samaje Perine, injured early in the game. Damon Harrison on the last tackle on Capri Bibbs. Seven drops.
Wow. Seven drops, and really, they're not pushing the ball down the field, so... I do believe that the cold affects the catching part of the game. The throwing part of the game, I think, is a little bit, it's not easy, but for these pros, it is.
And the wind hasn't been a big factor. There's some wind there, but it hasn't been a huge factor. Oh, big hold for Bibbs. Breaks a tackle. Good run by Capri Bibbs. Down to the Giants, 43. Broke the tackle of Brandon Dixon and turned it into a nice gain.
Nicely done inside. They're going to come with a blitz or show a blitz at the double A gaps right up inside here. And what they end up doing is parting the ways. They both go back to the outside. Bibbs splits the middle.
16-yard pickup for Capri Bibbs. Nine carries, 44 yards for him in the game. Cousins sets up the screen pass to Bibbs. Got a couple of blocks, and he's tripped up by Darian Thompson. But another Redskins first down as they're on the move. Down by five.
That's what we were talking about at the start of the half, Sam. You know, they only had 100 yards or something, not a lot of offense. They were doubled, more than doubled.
Yeah.
And they're just one play away from taking a lead.
Shovel 5-5.
Three wide receivers in.
What, Andy? What's up?
Bibbs carrying. Not much there. Short pickup. Give him a yard on the play, but give Bibbs a lot of credit.
Yeah, sure.
He's played every snap.
Yeah, he's tough. And he'd show up every down. You know, it's interesting the way this game has changed, especially in the offensive line. So it's not like the old style of football where you come off the ball with a flat back and knock people off the ball. Now it's just engage people and just keep them occupied, and then let your running back kind of pick a spot. So you don't really see a lot of movement forward and back. It's more lateral. And then you let the running backs try to find their way.
Just as I said that, Dare Ogunbowale, the rookie out of Wisconsin, is in the backfield. Cousins throws for Dotson and misses.
Yeah, he'd like a penalty. This is not his best game. trying to find Doxson to the inside. Lined up man-to-man. Now, Cockrell does a nice job. And he, I would say he...
looked like a little bit of a hole there.
He was a hug. I mean, it's for New Year's. Jeez.
Redskins, another third down. It's a third and long. And here's Cousins firing, and it's broken up. That's on Cockrell, who's made a couple of big plays in this game. Reached in and knocked it away.
Cockrell's playing pretty good. Cockrell's played well, and that ball was, I mean, the ball was right there with Doxson. It just, Cockrell made a nice play on the ball.
So the Redskins send on their field goal kicking unit at the end of the first half. Dustin Hopkins hit a 49-yarder to cut the Giants' lead to 5. Now with a chance to cut it to 2, a 47-yarder is wide.
Shankadelic.
This time Hopkins misses. Steve Spagnuolo with congratulations for his special teams unit. Cockrell with a couple of big defensive plays in this one. Frustration for Kirk Cousins. A lot of work for punter Brad Wing of the Giants. The last 6 possessions have ended with punts. 4 three and outs amongst those 6 possessions.
Yeah, so they started well and then they've kind of fizzled. Now, again, 7 drops, that'll kick you a couple times, but they've got to get something going here. But the Redskin defense, to their credit, they've been playing well.
Ellison, the tight end, shifts. Gallman is the running back from the 37. Gallman, and no gain on the play. Drop the football. And the scramble there. The Redskins think they have it. Let's see.
Nope,
Giants
down.
Ball.
Yeah. Not a lot of movement in that push up front. Nicely done inside there by Spate. But again, again, these 2 young tackles are making a start like they just found out yesterday. Probably found out last night they were making that start.
Swearinger knocked the ball loose. Giants able to recover on 2nd and 10. Manning being pressured by Kerrigan. Outside off the hands of Gallman.
Flag down.
A flag on the play.
It's going to be a hold against the Giants.
Holding. Offense. Number 66. 10-yard penalty. 2nd down.
Here's Devadi.
That's his second.
The young tackle in his NFL debut.
He's going against Ryan Kerrigan with no help, and he's just tugging him away. And yeah, I've seen worse, but they're going to call that. Heck, we saw worse on pass coverage.
If you joined us late, the Giants had moves over the weekend. Bobby Hart, their starting right tackle, was released. Starting left tackle, Eric Flowers, inactive today. Here's Gallman. Had a good hold. Takes it outside. Turns it into a big game. Shoved out of bounds in Redskins territory.
That's a big play. That keeps that drive going, Sam. And that was, he started to the left and broke it back to the right side. Credit that right side of that offensive line for staying with their blocks. They pushed him up the field, and Gallman was able to take advantage of it.
The wide receiver, Travis Rudolph, with a big block
nice
on
shot.
The outside. Yep. First down at the Redskins 49-yard line. And looks like a false start.
Yeah, it's inside.
False start.
73.
Offense, number 73. 5-yard penalty. First down.
That run by Gallman, by the way, was 24 yards, giving him 56 yards on 8 carries. And the Giants running game, 167 yards.
Which they haven't had in a month of Sundays.
That's right. It's the season high rushing for the Giants. Back at the 46, the play fake. Manning throwing, and it's broken up. Almost intercepted. Pass intended for Marquise Bundy.
Bundy looked like Al Bundy in that one. He's got to go get that ball. He's the second man through on that slant route. You got to go attack the ball. Instead, he allowed the defender to get it, and that's the difference in the play.
And all of these guys, you know, you got to give them a little slack because they're so new to this NFL game. All the bodies that they've put in. Bundy, a second-year man out of New Mexico, a free agent. Here's Gallman, stopped in the backfield for a loss. Finished off by Junior Gallette. Got Travis Rudolph, a rookie. Hunter Sharp, a first-year man. Marquise Bundy, second-year man. These guys with very little experience.
Sam, four of those five guys weren't on rosters anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere. And so now they're playing in the game in the National Football League. It's not the easiest, but hey, it's your dream. You got to make it happen.
You're right about that. Giants have to get to the Redskins 39 for a first down. Draw play to Gallman. And the Redskins have it covered. And the Giants forced to punt for the seventh consecutive possession.
The first slight round of boos that I heard. Ever so slightly.
Giants took the lead early on the Redskins, and Redskins have come back. It's a five-point game. Jamison Crowder standing back at his 11-yard line. Kick is short. Affected that. Giants touch it down at around the 21, 22-yard line. Giants right now in the number two slot in the draft. They've had high picks. John Hicks, number three overall. Lawrence Taylor, number two overall. Last time they had a top three pick, it was Carl Banks out of Michigan State. There he is, doing the radio for the Giants along with Bob Papa, two-time Super Bowl champion. Good man, good analyst, and a heck of a football player.
Yeah, they were fun to watch, that defense. Oh, Carl Banks, Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson inside. Had a bunch of good guys in it. Down people, Jay Burton in there, gnawing on ankles.
Cousins on first down, is batted down. Dalvin Tomlinson got the big arms up. Rookie out of Alabama, second round draft pick.
Washington has just not been able to get things uncorked here. They just haven't been able to find any kind of rhythm.
Cousins has had a few of those throws where he's really thrown the bullets right in there, but not enough of them.
Hey, look it up, look.
Three tight ends to the left side. On second and ten. Cousins throws short to Bibbs out of the backfield. He's stopped by Kelvin Shepard. Time for a game break. Let's see what's happening. Kurt Benefee has it for us. Kurt.
Well, trying to get that first win of the season, Cleveland had fought back from being down 21-7 to tie it at 21 with Pittsburgh. But then on the kickoff, Juju Smith-Schuster, 96 yards later, Pittsburgh back on top. New England's cruising over the Jets, so looks like Pittsburgh's going to be locked in at that number two seed. Sam and Matt.
It does indeed look that way.
Yeah. Schuster also is having a big game catching the ball as well. USC product. Third down here. Big third down for the Skins. Got to get something going.
Cousins being pressured. Throws to Crowder. Short of the first down.
That's on Jamison Crowder 100%. You got to know where the sticks are. You can't shut. You got to shut down 2 yards short. That's not good football. Not winning football.
So they ruled it an incomplete pass.
Okay.
Yeah. But even so, you're 100% right. He set up short of the first down.
Yeah.
When we talked about all the Giants punts, but the Redskins' Tress Way has been very busy in this game. With seven punts, this is number eight. He gets it away. Good. High
nice
kick. That's a beauty. Khalif Freeman from his knees gets up and returns it. Nice return.
How did he get through there, Sam?
He was down on the ground when he caught it. He got up and returned it up to the 37-yard line.
A Ranger slap shot through there.
It's the singing competition that starts with the four best singers. The four battle for stardom with judges Sean Diddy Combs, DJ Khaled, Megan Trainor, Charlie Walk, and hosted by Fergie. The Vocal Combat begins Thursday right here on Fox. Giants start from the 37. And Orleans Darkwa on the carry, straight ahead. Darkwa closing in on 100 yards. A big 75-yard run on the second play from scrimmage. His best run of his career. Off the play fake, Manning throws it, completes it. Red Ellison, the tight end, has had a couple of good plays and good runs after the catch. Zach Vigil with a tackle.
What's that, Ellison's maybe sixth or seventh catcher? Something like that?
And it's number five.
Number five?
Number five. Walls spotted at the Redskins 43.
That's it. 118.
Gain of 16 on that last play. Here's Darkwa straight ahead. That's a good run.
Good
and
push.
That puts him over 100 yards rushing for the game.
Yeah, nice push on the inside, that giant offensive line. Nice job by Brett Jones right there.
The veteran John Greco.
Greco, 73.
Here's Darkwa straight ahead to the 30-yard line for a first down.
That's what they want to do. They haven't been able to run the ball with any consistency all season long. So today, this is the first time that I've seen it. See, Ioannidis is down. This is the first time I've seen them really have decent consistency. They have the numbers, but it's come in spurts. Darkwa at 104. Gallman has 53. Vereen's got 11.
Now, a concern for Matt Ioannidis. He's had some injuries this season. They check him out. We will be back in 30 seconds.
Every time you touch the stage, it's life or death.
Four of the best battle for stardom.
Every week, it's a face-off against a new challenger.
I'm ready. Let's go.
There will only be one winner.
I want to see a challenge then.
All right.
This is the chance for you to rise up.
It's one thing to get to the top. It's a whole other thing to stay there.
The Four Battle for Stardom premieres Thursday on Fox.
Back here at MetLife Stadium. Matt Ioannidis still down on the field. Here's a look at the play.
He got hit in the knee by Swearinger, his own guy. Friendly fire.
Walking off slowly under his own power. Giants with the ball at the Redskins 31-yard line, a first down. Off the play fake, Manning throws it, it's caught. Hunter Sharp held on to it. Sharp, who had a touchdown catch early in the game, holds on to this one down at the 24-yard line.
You almost sound surprised.
I was surprised the way it's been going. Motion Travis Rudolph. Darkwa on the carry. Good ball. Down to the 16-yard line. Darkwa with a big game.
They came with a blitz on the inside. Somebody picked up a blitz really well, and that allowed Darkwa to get back inside. Pretty well blocked up front. This offensive line, Sam, we watched them on tape. They did not, let me tell you something, they did not look very good.
Right.
They have been playing pretty darn well through three quarters. Well enough to get this thing won.
Time winding down here in the third quarter. The Giants on the move. Have the ball down at the Redskins 16-yard line. End of the third quarter. The Giants 15. The Redskins 10. Offensive coordinator Mike Sullivan has balanced the attack in the game.
He's done exceptionally well. They've not been able to have this kind of success with the running game all season long.
Start of the fourth quarter. Giants with the ball. First down at the Redskins 16. Gallman. Slip left hand. Gets down the 11-yard Terrell McClain in on the stop, a pickup of five on the play. Sam Rosen, Matt Millen, Jennifer Hale here at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Final game of the season. The Giants looking for win number three of this season. The Redskins trying to get to 500.
They got the safety drop down again. Everett last time had a shot to make a tackle and an eight-man front missed it.
On second and five, Manning with time. No, throws to the corner. No, too far. Looked like Rudolph stopped his route or ran something different that Eli wasn't expecting. Kendall Fuller on the coverage. Coach is talking with us this week. Said they like Travis Rudolph a lot.
Yeah, they like his upside. He's got to perform. That, right there, you got to get to that top side corner. That's a timing route.
Shane Vereen in at running back. On third down, ball receivers out. Manning throws, almost intercepted.
Oh, nice play by Vigil.
Yeah, the linebacker.
Did a really nice job of coming inside out. Had anticipated that throw. He got his hand on it. He'll set up this field goal attempt. Eli knew where he wanted to go right away. And he eyeballed it the whole way, but Vigil was able to get his hand in. Lock that thing up. Was that Bundy? Who was that, the receiver, Sam?
That was Bundy, yes. 29-yard field goal try for Aldrick Rosas. And this one is good. And the Giants have an 8-point lead on the Redskins. Giants fans, hearty as can be. Man, maybe they're a little crazy, too.
I'd like Larry Moe and Curly right now.
Coming up next, more great football coming your way. Many of you will see America's Game of the Week, the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons win, and they're in the playoffs. 49ers and the Rams, Saints and the Bucks, Cardinals and Seahawks all coming up on the America's Game of the Week. Next, right here on Fox. Check your local listings for the game in your area.
Sam, Jimmy Garoppolo is playing exceptionally well.
Oh, terrific.
John Lynch did. They vetted him properly. They'll pay him. That's a good play. They've got themselves a real live quarterback.
He learned his lessons well up in New England.
If you don't have one, you don't have a shot. Well, they got a shot.
Right about that. Playoff picture in the NFC. Eagles, Vikings, Rams, Saints. Eagles have home field throughout. Vikings, if they win, and they're about to win over Chicago, will get the number two seed and a bye in the first week. As we said, Atlanta trying to get in. If they win, they're in. If they lose and Seattle wins, Seattle gets in.
The surprise there, the Rams.
Yes,
Rams.
What a great year.
From the beginning of the season all the way through, they have been consistent and playing exceptionally well.
Cousins to Bibbs. No gain on the play. Giants inside. That's the one strength you touched on it before. Inside.
Yeah, well.
Tough to run on them inside.
Yeah, you got Damon Harrison inside. He's tough. He is a good football player. I mean, we've said it a bunch of times, but that's a good defensive front they have. Those down four people, that carries that whole defense. Their second level, they're just kind of average. On the back end, they got a bunch of people hurt. Tell you what, this Giants team gets healthy. It's like we said at the start of the season, it's got some potential.
Yeah. Kind of like Landon Collins.
Exactly.
Big question about what they'll do with Eli Apple, former first-round draft pick.
Yeah, he's young. You gotta stick with him.
Cousins puts it up way too far for Vernon Davis.
Not on the same page.
No.
He zigged when he should have zagged to the outside and setting up this third down. I don't think Kirk Cousins is very happy with himself right now.
16 for 31, 125 yards, and talking with us last night, he really wanted to finish strong. He was upbeat, saying positive things, and as he said, where will he wind up? He wants to win.
He holds all the cards, though. Yeah. He wants to win is the key. That's a big deal.
On third down, Cousins throws short to Bibbs. Bibbs comes up short of the first down marker at the 34-yard line.
I read Kirk Cousins a little bit like what Reggie White was coming out of Philadelphia. Nobody thought he'd go. to Green Bay. He ended up going to Green Bay. There's a faith component to Kirk Cousins that he's got a real strong faith. That'll play a part in his decision making, guaranteed. It did for Reggie, and it worked out, and it will for him as well.
Tress Way, another good high punt. He's been busy. Late fair catch, waved for by Khalif Raymond. Giants will start from the 22 with an 8-point lead. Eli has played in cold weather games before. He's won one in Green Bay on a Saturday night to put the Giants in the Super Bowl. He knows what cold weather is like.
And he also grew up in New Orleans. So that means he knows where that heater is. And he gets on over there. Lots of guys know where that heater is. I'm never a fan of that. I think you get cold, stay cold, and then you play better.
Really?
Yeah, I always believed that. Of course, I'm a fan guy.
Orleans Darquois with a career high at 120 yards. Earlier this season at Denver, he rushed for 117. And today, with that big 75-yard run early, he's now at 120 yards. Good game for him.
They've been consistent with keeping him inside. They've been picking up good yards with Darquois all game long.
Giants felt they could run against the Redskins, and they've rushed for almost 200 yards. Here's Darquois, and now they go over 200 yards rushing for the game.
Sam, that's a big deal. Now you're in third and what, three? Third and very manageable.
Yeah.
Now what happens? Your quarterback's legs come into play, although he's not a big runner. But you can dash him, you can move him. All the short stuff inside, picks and rubs, all those things are all in play right now.
No huddle.
So Wash, if you're Washington, you want to go matchup. You want to get to a man coverage, which they're doing right now.
Third and two. All receivers out. Eli with time. It's broken up by Josh Dorman.
Who very quietly, but he's the wild card, Sam. He can make this thing change. And it almost changed right there. He took a chance. It almost paid off.
Most teams will go away from Josh Norman as much as possible,
and he knows it. And so, you know, every now and then he'll play the wild card, which he did right there.
This is the Giants' eighth punt of the game. Washington has punted eight times in the game. Crowder had a backup, trying to get by, gets by one man, gets to the sideline, tripped up out of bounds across the 30-yard line. Time for game break. Let's see what Kurt Benefee has for us. Kurt.
Well, the other two teams in the East played the first game that was scoreless through three quarters in the NFL since 2007, but Dak Prescott hit Bryce Butler for a 20-yard score to change that. Dallas did miss the extra point. 6-0 right now. They're on top as the Eagles continue to struggle on offense going into the playoffs. Sam and Matt.
Thanks, Kurt. Any thoughts about Nick Foles? Does it matter this late? Does it matter for the Eagles?
Oh, it matters. It matters a lot, yeah. And so, you know, so what they are was built around their quarterback, and Foles isn't that quarterback.
Mims with a yard gain on the carry.
So Carson Wentz gave him things that you don't teach. And so Wentz got in trouble. He got out of it with his feet. He'd been to buy a little bit more time, make a throw down the field. He could do that. You're not going to get any of that with Foles. Foles has a big arm. He can see the field. He understands the game. But there's a big difference between one and the other.
How about that game? That's cold weather in Philly, too.
About it.
Didn't score until the fourth quarter.
I hope Santa wasn't there. They probably pelted him.
Cousins on the move. And the pass caught by Dotson at the 40-yard line. Let's check in with Jennifer Hale, see if she's still unfrozen.
Well, Sam, I know you said that the wind wasn't a big deal, but let me tell you, when the wind chill's hovering right around zero, you feel every gust. Here on the sideline, both staffs are having trouble keeping things from freezing up.
Yikes.
Cups, they keep freezing if they're already filled with water. They're having to defrost those water bottles in front of the heaters. And they've even got hand warmers rubber banded around the Gatorade cooler spouts because they keep clogging with ice. So tough sledding on the field and tough sledding over here too, Sam.
Hot coffee, Jen. Hot coffee. Pressure on Cousins, JPP. He's sacked for the third time in the game. Second one for Jason Pierre-Paul.
Olivier Vernon was right there also. That was just pressure off the edge. He wasn't able to step up in front, step up in the middle fast enough, because he was going to be able to. There wasn't a nice push, but JPP with another sack. He's been playing well. He's always played well. Olivier Vernon, it looks like that shoulder. I think he's got a bad shoulder. That's what it looks like when you're watching him on film. Okay.
Ball back to the 34-yard line. Have to get to midfield for a first down. Cousins throws. There's that bullet. Crowder with the catch at the 44. Cousins has thrown a couple of passes like that. I mean, he has gotten them in.
He can do that. And what he did there, Sam, is put him in a position to get third manageable. So you're at third and five. So now all the short game opens up.
He's got over 4,000 yards passing in this game for the season for the third consecutive year. And each year, the feeling is he's gotten more intelligent as a quarterback. Oh, well, I think he's a well-rounded quarterback.
He's doing that. You can see that part in his game.
All receivers out. Cousins sidearms in. That's broken up by Adams.
Nice
Andrew play. Adams has had a good game.
Yeah, Adams did a really nice job because quick. Yeah, he was going to try to hit that, get it on the outside. Quick makes that catch. There's a lot of green up on top of him. But Adams did a nice job of undercutting it, get his hand in there, knock that ball away. Tell you, secondary for the Giants played pretty darn good so far today.
Yep.
Cockrell is having himself a nice game. Adams has done a nice job. They've also done a nice job dropping down with their safeties, making tackles.
And Tressway just gets that away, but it's a good high kick. He's had some good ones. Ball bouncing down favorably for the Redskins. Comes to rest at the 2-yard line. Eli Manning can't take the heater out on the field, but he was warming up. He's getting ready.
Here we go, anatomy of a coverage. See, this is 3-on-2. What they are doing is trying to hide Adams in the back end. He's going to take any inside the crossing coverages. He does a nice job of showing one deep and then makes that break and confuses Cousins, gets the knockdown. Well played.
Redskins showing blitz. Giants run the ball from the 2-yard line and get a couple of yards on the play.
So what you looked at there back there, Sam, that last play with the coverage. So you're trying to disguise things as much as you can. But a quarterback comes to the line of scrimmage, and if he sees the safety sitting in the middle of the field, he has to make a little bit of a decision because it could be a one deep. Instead, on the backside, he knows he's got 3-on-2 the whole time, so he knows he's going to get to this 2-receiver side and try to beat that safety. So he knew where he wanted to go with the ball, but Adams made the play.
Second and 7 from the 5-yard line. Darquois, the runner. It's up close to the 9-yard line. Bring up a 3rd and 3. Darquois over 130 yards in a career effort for him.
They just quietly been kind of gnawing at that run game, just getting him in 3rd and manageable situations. They haven't had to push the ball down the field. Eli's been efficient with the ball. He's been really smart at the line of scrimmage.
Eli's number's not great, but he's been victimized by several drops in this game.
Got man coverage going right now. 118. See if they bring a blitz with it.
They run the ball. Darquois gets through the hole. How about that? He squeezed through. There seemed to be room at the outside on the left. He went straight up the middle and squeezed through for a first down. Good run.
Yeah, let's take a look at the end zone and that and see if we got any kind of, see what our fits are. Because run defense is all about fitting it, having your gap and controlling it. And if you don't have that, generally it's where your linebackers fit. Yeah, and so he ended up having, looks like Spate was kind of playing the cat and mouse game inside with Darkwood. Darkwood won.
Gallman in now at running back. First down, Giants. Gallman gets a couple on the play up close to the 20-yard line. Giants with a season high, they have rushed for over 220 yards
is something they said they wanted to be able to do is run the football yesterday. Yeah. And after we stopped laughing at Eli, we said we could run the ball with him. They've just been pounding at it, down in and down out. Credit this offensive line. They're staying with it. It's a makeshift offensive line, but they're getting it done.
There's Gallman swinging it outside. As he gets out of bounds, up close to the first down marker. He's out of bounds at the 28-yard line.
He's going to move the chains.
Giants running the football, taking time off the clock.
It's what they want to be able to do. They're just working it right now. And
let's go back to our original story about the rookie tackles.
Sure.
We talked about Biznavati, who's had a couple of holding penalties. But what a job Chad Wheeler has done.
Chad Wheeler has quietly turned himself a really nice game on that left side. Now they're giving him some help over there, and they need to. But he's still playing well.
There's Gallman looking for some opening. None there. Mitchell finished him off.
You don't want to dance out there. Just get ahead. Just get straight forward. Get what you can get. That's what they've been doing all game long. Just kind of bits and pieces and picking up that, second and seven. Yeah, here comes third and three. Another first down. That's just want to move the chains.
Wheeler out of USC. Now there's Eric Flowers, a first-round draft pick of the Giants. He'd started every game at left tackle this season. And not starting today, a bit of an injury issue with him, but also some off-the-field stuff that Dave Gettleman, the new general manager, will have to sort out. His dart was straight ahead up to the 33-yard line.
Now you set up this third and manageable. It's at five. That's the high end of what Eli likes to have. But, it'll be an underneath throw. You go with tight coverage right here. Maybe you get a pick out of this thing. Something like that, a rub. And then let's see if Washington can counter with some tight coverage. They haven't been able to get pressure to affect Eli that much.
Yeah, not as much as they wanted. They'd hope to pressure him up the middle. They haven't been able to. Here's for Reed. Comes up short.
Yep, short. They're going to turn that ball over with 3 minutes to go.
Redskins stop the clock. Their first time out of the second half. 3:18 remaining. It's still a one-possession game. The Giants leading by 8 points. We have a timeout. We go to Carissa Thompson for an update. Carissa.
Thanks, Sam. Letting you know we got a big afternoon of football coming your way. So the Saints can win the division by beating the Bucs. Cam and the Panthers still alive in the NFC South. But if Matt Ryan and the Falcons win, they're in. If they lose, it's a good day for Russell Wilson and the Seahawks because Seattle goes to the postseason. Sam?
Thanks, Carissa. Great year for Drew Brees and the Saints.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal year. Brees has been consistent since he got to the league. And when he was in San Diego, he was doing the same thing as he's doing in New Orleans. In New Orleans, he just took it to another level. So they're doing the same things.
The punters have worked hard today. Brad Wing's kick hangs up there. Crowder with a fair catch for the Redskins at the 26-yard line. Make it to 27.
Sam, remember just a year ago they were talking about getting rid of Sean Payton?
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't understand that one.
Well, here at the Meadowlands, for these two teams, the NFC East rivals, they've got to figure out how to keep pace with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're now the team to look at.
And with Carson Wentz, I think it changes the whole look. But the first thing they have to do, get healthy. They're healthy. This is a solid football team, and this is a team that can win a lot of games. They didn't do well in their division this year, but I think that would change with their health.
Cousins on first down, bullets, and the catch is made by Dotson at the 31-yard line.
Let's see what he does right here. You're in under the three-minute mark, and they're going hurry up.
Three wide receivers in the game. All receivers out. Pressure on. Cousins moves. Intercepted by Kelvin Shepherd. His second of the game.
Sam, remember a year ago they had to win a big game. And they hung it on Cousins and said he couldn't do it. He threw the pick at the end of the game. He just did the same thing. Second pick of the game. Nicely done there. Kelvin Shepard.
Yep.
And again, it was what we talked about earlier, that little move, that pressure forced that move.
Yep.
And got him offline here.
Right there. Olivier Vernon went to the inside. He jumped outside, did a nice job of avoiding it, and then his eyes took him probably too quickly, and he made a bad decision back inside, and Shepard made him pay.
2:40 remaining. Redskins have two timeouts remaining. Darkwell, the running back. Giants with the ball at the Redskins 29. And Darkwell almost broke it. He gets down close to the 25-yard line. The Redskins use a timeout. Giants have not beaten an NFC East team or an NFC conference team this season, which is unheard of for them. It's never happened before. But right now, the Giants have the lead. They got it early. They've maintained it. And you see some of the highlights. Orleans Darkwah with a career-high rushing game, 75-yard touchdown run to get it going. The Giants rushing for 236 yards.
If I'm going to pick somebody to say, you know, well done, job well done, set offensive line. In particular, those two rookie tackles. Was not an expected or anticipated. Especially you cut your guy, Bobby Hart, just the other day. You cut him and say, get rid of him, because kids apparently was talking about not wanting to play. That's the unpardonable sin in any sport. If you don't want to compete, get your rear end out of here.
Wow. I mean,
and I agree with Dave Gettleman. That's the move he makes, I 100% agree. But nice job by these two rooks.
Well, the Giants have made the big move of hiring their general manager right away, Dave Gettleman, who has history with the Giants. Now the big job is selecting a new head coach.
Yeah, which, you know, he'll get to work on. But Gettleman makes perfect sense. Okay, so Dave is a guy who doesn't have to learn the building. That's huge. He's current. He's built it before down in Carolina. There's experience. He's sat in that seat before. That's a good move by John Mara.
3rd and 3. A little shuffle pass. And turning the corner is gone. Inside the 10. Great move to the 5. Dives to the goal line. He's up short. 1 yard short. What an effort by Wayne Gallman.
Great effort, Sam. Great effort.
And another injury for the Redskins. Oh, and it's been tough.
Watch Gallman. Once he smells the goal line, he just hits it just a whole nother level. He's not going to give up. Back inside, makes vigil miss, just runs through a couple of pathetic tackles by Breland, whoever the other one was inside. I didn't see it. Oh, Everett. Everett misses him.
Vigil.
Oh, tackle a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hit him. I must be missing something.
21-yard run for Wayne Gallman. Gallman with 89 yards rushing. Darkwell with 154. Two-minute warning. And the Giants lead the Redskins 18-10. I wasn't sure what they were chanting. Now we know for sure. Eli Manning from the Giants fans. Not many fans left here at the stadium on this cold final day of the season. But the fans who love the Giants, they love their Eli Manning. He has been a mainstay of this franchise. The two-time MVP of the Super Bowl. Giants ball at the 2-yard line, 2nd and goal. certainly the hopes are that Giants will just run out the clock here. And for Giant fans, hopefully this is not the last time we see Eli Manning in a Giants uniform. It's been a great, great career here in New York. They haven't had to worry about the quarterback position for 14 years.
And I think, or I believe, they won't have to worry for a couple more. I think he's going to be here.
Good.
I think he's going to end up getting 16 years in of starting time, and they'll get a young guy that he can bring along. But look, he beat him with his brain today. Remember we said at the start of the game, whichever quarterback plays well wins this game. Eli played better. The numbers don't look very good. He had seven drops, but from the neck up, he was outstanding. You put a couple more pieces of puzzle around this guy, which they have. Get him healthy. They're fine.
Stay with us. We've got bonus coverage coming your way from Minnesota as the Vikings try to lock up a first-round bye and the number two seed in the NFC playoffs. They're leading over Chicago 23-10. Here, the Giants win their last game of the season, 18-10 over the Redskins. They go 3-13. For Matt Millen and Jennifer Hale, this is Sam Rosen. Happy New Year, everyone. We go to L.A. and Kurt Manafink.